This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 381.5, down a half. May corn, 389.5, down 1.5. July corn, 397.5, down 1.75. March soybeans, 989, down 19.75. May soybeans, 994, down 18.25. July soybeans, 999.75, down 17.5. March wheat, 493.5, down 15.25. May wheat, 496, down 10. July wheat, 503, down 6.75. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Wednesday afternoon as the South American harvest progresses and the Brazilian trucker strike becomes a memory. Soybean prices saw lower levels, and with a better than expected Russian wheat crop estimate, wheat values were weakened and corn followed the path lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 1 to 2 lower at 360 to 383, while soybean bids were down 19 to 20 cents at 959 to 979. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down a penny at 351 to 382, soybean bids 18 to 21 cents lower at 965 to 995. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 1 cent lower at 366 to 385. Soybean bids dropped 18 cents at 973 to 999. And wheat bids mostly 10 to 15 lower, ranging from 405 to 482. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 18 cents lower at 997 to 1009. Basis steady, ranging from 3 to 15 over the May. Hi-Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $354.10 to $364.10. That's down $7.70 a ton, with basis steady ranging from 20 to 30 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 2 cents lower at $387 to $392, with basis steady ranging from 3 under to 2 over the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 1 to 3 cents higher at 384 to 390, with basis up 2 to 4 cents at 6 under to option May. Soybeans down 20 cents at 986 to 1001, with basis 2 cents lower, range from 8 under to 7 over the May. New crop wheat prices ended 7 cents lower on Wednesday at 483 to 497, with basis steady, range from 20 to 6 under July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids mixed at 403 to 404. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 18 to 20 cents with quotations at 1018 to 1019. Soft wheat down a dime at 496 to 506 and Milo down a penny at 460 to 465. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 372 to 384. New crop soybean bids at 917 to 943. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 369 to 384. New crop soybean bids at 935 to 948. And in the southern part of the state on Wednesday, new crop corn bids range from 372 to 384. New crop soybean bids at 915 to 943, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, they ranged from 463 up to 491. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Wednesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, $154.05, up $3. June live cattle, $146.32, up $2.65. August live cattle, $144.37, up $2.30. March feeder cattle, $207.22, up $4.50. April feeder cattle, $204.37, up $4.50. May feeder cattle, $202.77, up $4.50. April lean hogs, 68, up $2.40. May lean hogs, 78.62, up $1.10. June lean hogs, 81.55, up $1.02. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday the 4th Afternoon Livestock Report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 30 cents lower in the range of 55 to 66, with the weighted average carcass price of $64.34. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 25 to 31, 4 to 5 weights 27 to 34, 5 to 6 weights 29 to 35, and 6 weights and up 30 to 38. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $38 to $45. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 10,833 head. And now for the report from the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville. They had receipts of 353 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 159 to 166.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 149 to 156. Choice slaughter heifers were 158 to 164.50. They also had a set of bred heifers, medium and large frame, weighing 1,140 to 1,350 pounds. Third stage, bring $2,500 to $3,000. Now moving on to the Fairview sale barn. They had receipts of 576 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 160 to 164.50. Choice slaughter heifers, 159 to 166. Slaughter cows, premiums were 135 to 139. Breakers were 112 to 118. Boners were 108 to 118. And leans were 95 to 105. Now, they also had a fairly good run of bred cows. Bred cows, large second stage middle age, 1,600 to 2,025. Large third stage young cows, 1,525 to 2,800. Large third stage middle age, 1,500 to 2,625. And large third stage aged were 1,600 to 2,175. Now on to the opening report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 262 head. Steers and heifers were a dollar higher this week. Holsteins untested early. Choice slaughter steers were 159.50 to 164. Choice slaughter heifers were 158 to 160. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 422 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $69.98, and that was 97 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses, $248.58, that was $1.03 lower, with select carcasses at $247.23, that was $1.95 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 106,000. That compared to 101,000 last week and 106,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 433,000. That compared to 406,000 last week and 419,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. Farmers throughout the nation are deciding which one of the new farm programs to take. Another piece of the puzzle was put into place when USDA released the countywide corn and soybean yields late last month. These, as Todd Gleason reports, can be used to estimate some of the 2014 farm program payments.
The countywide yields, as calculated by USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, or NAS, along with the estimated season's average cash price, the marketing year average, can be used to forward figure 2014 ARC county payments. It is possible, therefore, to know a lot, if not everything, about the first potential crop year farm program payments before any farmer ever signs up for the safety net, says University of Illinois ag economist Gary Schnittke.
So ARC County will make payments when revenue is below a benchmark guarantee, so we need, and it's county revenue, so we need both county yields and a market year average price. And this past week, NAS released its county yields, so we can use those in making our estimates.
The marketing year average price will not be finalized until the fall. It is projected, however, each month in USDA's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates Report. That's WASDE for short.
The midpoint of for corn is 365, but obviously that could vary up or down. But at a 365 price in the county yields that we're looking at, we're going to see some large ARC county payments around the nation, and you can think of that hitting an area from New York, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, northern Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, that whole area hitting some large payments and maybe even hitting the maximum payment of ARC County.
Other areas may not get a 2014 ARC County payment for corn. These include central and southern Illinois, parts of Missouri, eastern Kansas, and southern Indiana. Only a few counties around the nation will receive an ARC County soybean payment. These are found in Iowa, Wisconsin, eastern Ohio, and New York. Does it change anything as it relates to the ARC County versus PLC farm program decision? Not likely, but the only way to really tell is to run the numbers. That can be done using the online Farm Bill Toolbox and USDA's APAS websites. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
USDA is getting set to release its prospective plantings report later this month. The report is the first survey-based estimates of U.S. farmers' planting intentions for the year. USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service mailed survey questionnaires to 82,000 of the nation's farmers for the March Agricultural Survey in late February. NAS Census and Survey Division Director Barbara Rader explains how farmers can respond to the survey.
We give them an opportunity to either complete the questionnaire and mail it back to us. We give them an option to complete an online questionnaire. And if they prefer, we can either give them a telephone call by one of our trained interviewers, or we will send one of our field interviewers out to visit them and collect the data that way. So really, we give farmers a lot of flexibility in how they can provide us the data based on what their preference is.
Rader also explains the importance of the March Ag Survey.
I've worked in service to agriculture for 28 years, and I find that the information that we provide to producers and really to all our citizens gives everyone an equal playing field. I want to thank the producers that provide us the information on this survey for taking their valuable time to provide us this critical information for decision making.
The prospective plantings report will be released at noon Eastern Time on March 31st. The 17th annual Illinois Products Expo will be taking place at the Illinois State Fairgrounds this weekend. Luke Saylor with the Illinois Department of Agriculture says the Products Expo gives Illinois-based businesses a chance to showcase their wares and give attendees the chance to support their local economy.
All the vendors that you'll see this weekend, they're small startup companies. You'll see some of the products already in your local grocery stores. So, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, when you come out this weekend, you're not only helping, you know, the vendors and everything like that, you're honestly helping the entire Illinois economy. All these companies are established, made right here in Illinois, and everything they sell is an Illinois product. You know, as an Illinoisan myself, it's just very humbling to think that, you know, we are the land of opportunity and have all these, you know, startup businesses that are coming to be pretty phenomenal things here across the state. This is actually my first show coming on board here at the department, and just in my time, you know, being here and what I've heard from the past, we just continue to grow each year. I think we're so fortunate here in Illinois to see that, you know, we have 70 vendors coming this weekend. We have people on our waiting list wanting to come. I think it just shows that Illinois is a state that opportunity exists.
Saylor said the event draws vendors from all over the state, giving attendees the chance to discover businesses that are close to their area. With the wide array of vendors, Saylor said there's something to capture anyone's interest.
We've got vendors from as far as Carbondale South to all the way north of Chicago. So we're just very fortunate to have all these different vendors come, you know, and flock to the Illinois State Fairgrounds this weekend. It's just a great event for everyone. I was checking the extended forecast, and it looks like the weather is going to be absolutely beautiful this weekend. So, you know, for everyone like me that has cabin fever, it'd be great to get out and come to the fairgrounds. We'd love to see you. You know, we've got, like I said, over 70 vendors coming. We have anything from pizza, salsa, fudge, cheese. Our wine garden's going to be another big attraction this year. We have over 20 wineries scheduled to attend. So it's literally an event for people of all ages.
For more information on the Illinois Products Expo, Saylor encourages everyone to check out their online resources.
They can go to our website. It's just the Illinois Agriculture website. Or also they can go to our Expo vendor page, which is www.agr.state.il.us/marketing/expo. That'll take you to a list of all of our vendors that'll be there. You'll kind of get to pick and choose, you know, see what vendors are going to be there, kind of get a mindset of what you're in the need for. And, you know, we hope you can hit up all the booths that'll be set up for this weekend. It's just going to be a great time for all, from ice cream to pizza to fudge to salsa to your meats and cheeses and wine. It's just something for everybody, and we cannot wait for this weekend and hope to see everyone there.
Again, the 17th Annual Illinois Products Expo will be March 7th and 8th at the Illinois State Fairgrounds inside the Orr Building. Admission to the expo is $5 at the door and free to children 10 and under. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.